Hello there, I'm Leo Green, delighted to be welcoming you to this edition of In the Groove, featuring, as normal, the very best swinging jazz around. We begin this session with one of the greatest saxophone players this country has ever produced, the sublime Tubby Hayes. Welcome to In the Groove. Wonderful Tubby Hayes, the son of a classical violinist who recorded that one on a session one afternoon in 1961 in Marble Arch. Well, welcome along. Thanks for joining me for this edition of In the Groove. I do hope all's well with you. I've got some superb swinging recordings for you today. Following that recording from Tubby Hayes in Marble Arch, this next one also has a link to London because I've been fortunate enough to spend many nights in Ronnie Scott's club over the years, marvelling at the creative genius of this next artist. As a piano player, he remains the last living link to the glory days of Norman Granz's Pablo label that played host to everyone from Ella and Louie to Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie, Joe Pass, and all the other geniuses who work with Norman. Paying his respects to the great Tony Bennett, this is the mighty Monty Alexander.
Thank you.
That's the title track from Monty Alexander's 2008 album celebrating the great Tony Bennett. In fact, one of Monty's greatest musical influences was the impeccable and relentlessly swinging Oscar Peterson. Oscar is, of course, a hugely missed presence on the jazz scene. On one hand, his seemingly endless creativity on display in his solos is enough to make any day seem better. But just as magnificent was his uncanny ability to step back and accompany other artists, allowing them to shine and, by doing so, helping them to create some of their finest work. Here's Oscar and his group providing the perfect musical complement to the prodigious Ben Webster on tenor sax with a song written by one of the greatest British songwriters of all time, Ray Noble. fantastic. Ben Webster, accompanied by the great Oscar Peterson, here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Well, I have one more for you in this session, and it features two more of my absolute jazz heroes. Milt Jackson on the Vibes was the very first musician to really take on board the style and techniques of the great Lionel Hampton and really propel the instrument into a totally new and original sphere with regards improvisation and technique. Milt remains one of the most recorded jazz musicians of all time, and on this recording of one of his own compositions, which really became his signature tune, Milt teamed up with another of the great jazz geniuses, the inimitable and mercurial Miles Davis.
Thank you.
Does it get any better than that? Milt Jackson and Miles Davis. And that's it for this edition of In the Groove here on LG Radio with me, Leo Green. Thanks very much for listening. Please do check out the website and tell all your friends about us. You can, of course, listen to this show again whenever you like via the Listen Again page, where you can also find all the other episodes of In the Groove. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.